Thursday in our Shabbos, Parshas Shlach, Shir 314. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman Zatzal says over the following story in the name of the Chafetz Chaim. In the city of Ponovich in Lita, there was a big machlokes between the Frei Yidden and the Frumma Yidden. The Frei Yidden wanted to make their own school, and the Av Beis Din, the Rav, disagreed with them, and it became a big milchama. And he asked the Chafetz Chaim, what should he do? How should he respond to the situation? And the Chafetz Chaim said, I'm going to tell you a yesoid for life. He said, when there's a revolution, and there's two sides fighting, and the people that are stuck in the middle know that they have to take a side, the two sides are not going to allow them to stay neutral. Each side is going to say, are you with us, or are you with the other side? See, each one has to take a position. When someone asks them, which side are you taking, what's the Eitzah? Obviously, the Eitzah is to see whichever side is stronger. You hope they'll win the Milchama. And that's the side that you'll take in the battle. Zokta Chavetz Chaim, the same thing should be done over here. How do we respond? Do we give in or not? So we have to see the two sides. If you take the sides of the Frei Yidden, who's on the other side? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam. If you do Ratzon Hashem and you stand with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the other side you'll have the Frei Yidden who are fighting. So let's make a calculation. Which one is stronger? And follow that side. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam or Lahavdil, the Frei Yidden. That was the Chafetz Chaim's response to this question. And this applies to us many times in life. A person has to make a decision which side he's on. And we have to remember, one side is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other side is someone else. And the Chafetz Chaim is explaining to us that when we view it like that, the answer is simple. You take the side that is stronger. The side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.